Welsh striker score victory. Welsh strikers have been making headlines this summer, and Geraint Parfitt, PCS rep at National Museum Wales side St Fagans, addressed the conference saying Wales have won in the football and we've also won our dispute at National Museum Wales. Clogmaker and strike leader Geraint rousingly explained our dispute was the longest running one since the formation of the Welsh Assembly government. We raised tens of thousands of pounds, took indefinite strike action, and secured bank holiday payments and other important terms and conditions. There is one word we can use: no. We said no, you are not taking our pay off us. The NSSN played its part in the dispute, including raising £420 along with Socialist Party members in just three collections outside Cardiff stations. Madrak, General Secretary of the Fire Brigades Union, used his platform speech at the NSSN conference to raise a number of differences with the Socialist Party. He has every right to do so. Comradely discussion and debate on the way forward is to be welcomed. Regrettably, however, he also made unfounded criticisms of the Socialist Party and the Socialist newspaper. As the main report of the conference explains, he unfortunately did not stay to hear our response. Matt said that the Socialist published an article by Unison NEC member Roger Bannister writing in a personal capacity saying that Matt had not lifted a little finger to fight the trade union bill. This is completely untrue. On the contrary, while we have had differences with Matt, we have always recognized his role as one of the minority of trade union general secretaries that have trenchantly defended workers' interests. This was even indicated by the way the chair of the conference, Socialist Party member and NSSN secretary Linda Taff, introduced Matt by praising his role in campaigning to demand the TUC take action in support of the junior doctors' dispute and on other issues. The article in question, published on the 9th of June, originally contained the sentence, "The trade union leaders' support for the EU on the spurious grounds of defending workers' rights ironically comes soon after they failed to lift a finger to stop the Tory government ripping up the right to strike of millions of British workers with the Trade Union Act." This reference was not intended to include left union leaders such as Madrak. Nonetheless, when Matt complained about it to Socialist Party members via Twitter, we immediately changed the online version so that it read "The TUC and most trade union leaders failed to lift a finger to stop the Tory government ripping up the right to strike of millions of British workers with the Trade Union Act." We wrote to Matt on the 10th of June to clarify and to explain how the article had been reworded. Given this, it was highly misleading of Matt to tell the NSSN conference that we had attacked him for not lifting a finger on the anti-trade union bill.